Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an SBS radio podcast. Settlement Guide. Information, issues and stories about living in Australia.
In many migrant communities, providing daily care for family and friends is a way of life and not something you ask for help with. Many carers work without pay or support and can face language barriers, isolation and cultural stigma. National Carers Week, from the 16th to the 22nd of October, is a chance to show support for the vital role of carers and highlight the needs of carers supporting diverse communities. Dorota Banasiak has the story. Carers provide support to family members and friends in need because of a disability, mental illness, chronic condition or old age. According to the 2011 census, almost 1.9 million people provide unpaid care in the community. A third of them are from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds. CEO of Carers New South Wales, Eleanor Katrakis, says the role of the carer is strongly defined and influenced by their language and cultural background. She says some communities don't recognise what the role of a carer is.
Often carers from, you know, different cultural and linguistically diverse backgrounds often don't see themselves as carers, but they also don't necessarily even have the term carer within their language. So it's important to be able to, you know, reach out to culturally and linguistically diverse carers so that they can, you know, associate with the role of carers and identify with it to be able to access information and support.
Despite having looked after his elderly Polish mother for 15 years, Zbigniew Komorowski doesn't see himself as a carer. He says caring is a normal part of life.
In the morning, I check on her that she is okay. I make her breakfast. I help her with taking a shower and with getting dressed. At night, she rings a bell next to her bed when she needs me. It is a physical job, so you need to have a lot of dedication. She's almost 88 years old. I'm used to it now. She may complain, may have anxieties, may not understand certain things. So you need to have a lot of patience and compassion.
Eleanor Katrakis from Carers New South Wales says there are personal impacts on carers.
When you're a carer, you don't have the time or you're not able to engage with social activities. Often, depending on the person that you're caring for, you're not able to work, you're not able to engage in the workforce. It can be quite heavy financial impacts, but also psychological and well-being issues for carers.
She says carers from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds can suffer social isolation, language and cultural barriers, and don't seek help. Zbigniew Komorowski says language was one reason he's never asked for help in caring for his mother.
This is a 24/7 job. I never had help from anyone. If someone came to help me, I don't think they would be able to help me much in the house. Maybe they could just be company for my mother or just watch her so she doesn't fall while walking to the bathroom. But they would have to speak Polish, as Mum, being almost 90 years old, can only communicate in her language.
He says caring for his mother is his responsibility.
I do believe it is my duty to look after her. Unlike some Australians who put their elderly into nursing homes, I care for her now and I hope I will be able to continue.
Mother of six and long-time carer Rubina Yasmin, who migrated from Pakistan, has faced cultural pressures. She's devoted her life to looking after her son, who lives with cerebral palsy and severe anxiety.
But if I will ask my community, if they come to know that I need some help, they just think like perhaps I am a little bit low. There's the people who are educated in our community, they have the different, you know, thinking. But even from my country, the people were saying her son is disabled. I think the parents have committed some sins.
Carers New South Wales says the stresses and demands of caring can bring up a range of emotions. This is a focus of CEO Eleanor Katrakis.
We know that carers have the lowest health and well-being of any population group that has undergone the Health and Well-being Index through Deakin University. So We know that the impact of caring on carers on their well-being is very significant.
There are counselling services to help carers explore ways to deal with difficult situations and bring balance to their lives. Eleanor Katrakis says there are also special programs for multicultural carers.
Access to things like carer support groups, and there's many different culturally and linguistically specific carer support groups. So counselling, access to information and advice, things like respite that hopefully can give the carer a break, but also access to other support so that if the person being cared for is also being looked after and has access to maybe day programs or other services, that can also lower the impact on the carer.
There is a range of financial assistance for carers from Centrelink. Carers who provide daily care for children or adults may be entitled to an allowance of up to $123.50 per fortnight. Other payments and supplements may be accessed depending on eligibility. More information is available from Carers Australia on www.carersaustralia.com.au or phone 1800 242 636. Feature prepared by Dorota Banasiak. And for SBS, I'm Margarita Vasileva.
This was an SBS Radio podcast. For more settlement guide stories, visit sbs.com.au/radio.